national strategic long-range plan in the area of particle physics.
Thank you. Switch on, please. Okay. So, as far as I understand, it was by request from our chairman to present somehow the status of the work on the strategy. As you probably remember, about 1.5 years ago, the Scientific Council put the task to us to elaborate somehow the strategy. And there were a number of groups organized for this task, and one of them was for particle physics. You see here the editorial board, mostly members of the Scientific Council of GNR, Luisa Cifarelli, Mara Kizhabek, Valery Rubakov, Eliezer Rabinovich, Michel Spiro, Horst Stocker, and also three people from our institute, Dmitry Naumov, Vadim Bednyakov, and myself. You probably have seen already in materials provided for this PAC, the document named Strategy, and what I will shortly present to you is just a shortened contents of this document which you all have. And at the very beginning, I think that on the name of all these people here, I would like to invite you for criticism, proposals, corrections, and everything, because it is not yet the final version. It is draft, not the first, at least the second draft, but still this is a draft, and any contribution will be welcome, for sure. Clearly, the strategy in the field of particle physics is based on general, say, priorities in the science, which are search for new physics of any kind, also dark matter, dark energy, neutrinos in wide understanding, including precision, and so on, and also multi-messenger astronomy, indirect search for new physics in flavor sector, and one should not forget about the very important question, which is not solved over many, many years, concerning mainly, as we believe, non-perturbative from chromodynamics, and this is basically the question of what is the matter, what is the proton, pion, and everything, how it is made. There are few, not very much, of sections in the document. First, called flagship first priority projects. And we all know that the very priority project in GNR is NICA, but I should say that all strategical steps concerning NICA are considered in different section. There is a different team dealing with that, including, for example, spin physics, as it was presented here. So I will not speak about NICA at all here. Then we believe that the second strategic project is concerned LHC experiments, and clearly for some 1.5 decade, I believe, it will be the main impact of our strategy in particle physics. But we have to think about next times, and in this aspect, we probably should work on the new ideas of accelerating particles, and probably think about the next after next collider on our territory. Clearly, we have not to be isolated, and there are a number of projects which are almost ready for being approved. I mean, for example, FCC or a Chinese initiative or Japan linear collider and so on. So the difficult task is to make a choice what would be the main partner, because, well, there are a lot of interesting things, but we are not able and probably we do not want to participate everywhere. Third point is our neutrino program, which was discussed many times and will be discussed already tomorrow at the joint session of PSCs. And as you know, the key points there are Baikal GVD neutrino telescope and also experiments at Kalinin nuclear power plant. Partnership is very important, extremely important issue, and between main partners, we propose, I mean this team till now propose, to enlarge and enforce the cooperation with CERN with further steps. In fact, we are cooperating with CERN as many years as we exist. And last times there are also some changes in this cooperation, which are basically the following. First, a number of countries are now members of CERN and GNR at the same time, what makes the specific area of overlap. And it will be increased in future, we believe. Also, we have since 2014 the reciprocal observer status, what help us to cooperate. Also, we have a number of documents like general cooperation agreement and number of protocols between CERN and GNR, protocols concerning cooperation in experimental techniques, accelerator physics, particle physics, and also administrative tools and publication policies. One should also remember that GNR last years, okay, not so small amount of years, it's already some 8 years, we started to get integrated to European programs. And now, for example, within the S3 process, we have entered to the European roadmaps with our major facilities like NICA, Super Heavy Elements Factory, and IBR reactor. So we are going to be more and more similar. Taking this into account, the proposal is, or idea is, to enforce the cooperation, and probably it will be useful to think about some kind of consortium around, for example, the major facility in future for CERN and for us, I believe, in the to some extent at least, as future circular collider. Also, we have paid attention even more than before to facilities which are under construction is now member states, like, for example, Polish light source Solaris, or ELI in Europe, in Romania, or underground laboratory in France. We have also to define our role in very large international projects like neutrino multipurpose detector in USA, DUNE, and or some others. Diversity. It was the word proposed, I believe, by Michel Spiro, who insisted on the statement that it is possible and useful to have a variety of different experiments of lower scale, but not exceeding in all more than 20 or 30% of activity, also funding, I believe. And there are a number of experiments of concerning neutrino physics, which are ongoing or under construction. Also, traditional things for GNR, like muon number breaking processes or CP violating Kevin decays. And also we have remember that, as I said already, the question of nuclear matter is unclear, so such projects as, for example, COMPASS, now COMPASS is already going down because it is more or less finished its program, but it appears that instead COMPASS it will be some other big project in CERN concerning QCD and so on. Finally, this final one, we address it in the document also not only to just physics of particles, but we pointed out that GNR has to get more attractive face and more suitable conditions for physicists coming here, and a number of say requirements are listed here. What concerns actually not only particle physics but everything what we are doing here in GNR. Thank you, that's all.
Thank you very much, Nikolai. I thought that you would include a short report also concerning the other group of heavy ion and spin physics, but apparently
no.
You didn't include.
Well, first of all, I was asked about this report just several
I know. So. It all came at the last moment, but I thought my understanding with Boris was that you would try in 10 minutes to put everything together, but maybe, okay, no problem. Maybe, Rumen, if you want to make a comment, a few sentences, because that was not covered, you are most welcome to do so.
Thank you, Rumen. Mr. Chairman. The point is that we are in process of preparing the draft document, and last time on the Scientific Council session, I reported about the work of the heavy ion and spin physics group, and now we distributed the tasks. You are a member of this group, you are involved in that, you know, and so in a couple of weeks maybe we will produce kind of draft document about developing of that field, which is not covered here by Nikolai. And I don't have any news now.
Okay. Well, Laszlo?
One time, Dubna was involved in the Linear, International Linear Collider. Not anymore. Shirkov is not anymore here.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no, yeah?
Yeah?
So my question is, does Dubna has any ambition after Nika? Something like SLC or electro-ion in America, something like to be involved or take part.
Well, I think that at the moment now, today, we are not discussing ILC in Dubna or around Dubna, yeah? At the same time, one should say that the activity on accelerator techniques and so on are ongoing. So there are people dealing with accelerator methods and so on, and these people is more or less ready to take part in the future activities in the world somewhere. But when speaking about ambitious plan of Dubna, I should say that most probably important issue here is not in particle physics, which is already clear. I mean that people here would like to construct the much more powerful facility for neutrons, which will be, if approved, very expensive, very complicated, and this is, will be probably, that is a probably the most obvious perspective, which is already developed enough.
Okay, Hans and Antonio.
Yeah, I think in such a report I would not mention even experiments which are terminated presently already and then have perhaps a lifetime of 3 years. I mean, your explanation that COMPASS is at ending, you know, you leave it out.
That's correct. Okay. I should put there the name of future experiment.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Agree.
And about the neutron source, I mean, you are so close to the Baltic Sea. It's a neutron spallation source, a European neutron spallation source, I think, in Sweden. So question is, do you compete in your thinking with that, or saying, oh, we have no access? If one thinks about large-scale operation, there is one which you missed out. You did not propose 5 years ago or 8 years ago to have a European spallation source at Dubna.
Look.
Okay, so
I think I should not comment about neutrons. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not my field.
Okay, Antonio.
Yeah. I like the structure of the document. There is a point which you don't mention explicitly, but implicitly. Maybe it would be good to do it explicitly. I mean, we see in many occasions for many teams some overlap of efforts, not for flagship projects, but for a second or third level project, priority project. So, and this, I think, it's cannot be hidden, as a complementarity. Very often, it's just a duplication of effort. While it would be much better to pay attention on a single project rather than three small below threshold projects. So. Could you think to make this more explicit in the document?
Look, I think so. And, you know, this is still a draft, not very advanced draft, I believe. So every criticism and every contribution is welcome. We will remember about your sentence.
Okay. Roman.
May I ask a question, not directly to you, Nikolai, but maybe to our management too. So we in the physics part of the strategy have started already collecting views and opinions and good or bad, we will produce kind of document. But the strategy in its first skeleton has also a part that should concern human resources of the institute, infrastructure, even geographical coverage of the membership, I mean extension of the institute and so on and so forth. Who is in preparation of this part of the strategy? Who is involved in collecting views and who thinks about that? Personally.
Okay.
It looks
so
like
that's a question
nobody.
For the
nobody.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you very much, Nikolai. So before we go into the closed session, there is an item here of general discussion. So after you heard all what you heard today, is there anything of common interest that someone from the pack, outside the pack, from the audience would like to raise? Then please do so now. Yeah, I have an announcement. You can see many hard work of photographers around this time, and they worked already very well last time, and you can see the pictures made last time at the last session from the Indico page. There is a photo gallery icon you can click, and you will see what happened last time. I hope very soon they will upload again to the similar icon to the agenda of this session the photographs made today and tomorrow. I will send them.
Okay, thank you for this info. Sure. Notice that in the talk of Lednitsky, your talk, there were nice pictures, but they are original, even from the point of view of artistic. Whether that by the new photographer, it was him in your talk.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Perhaps yes.
Okay. Any other issue of common interest? Any general discussion item? No. Then okay. So from now on, we move into the closed session, and I will ask all the other participants in the audience to leave the floor. I think only PAC members should be now here in the room. So I will ask